Missy, tell me a little bit about the process for honoring Teachers of the Year.
Our school colleagues chose us as the Teacher of the Year for our school, which was a great honor in and of itself for the people that you work with every day to want to honor you. And once we were chosen, we got the honor of writing a paper, about 14 pages, all about our philosophy of education and our background and history. And we went for an interview with some community members from Monroe and former Teachers of the Year from Wichita Parish. And then we were both chosen by that committee as the Teacher of the Year for Wichita Parish. So there was an elementary teacher chosen, a middle school, and a high school teacher. Then our paper got revised. We spent some hours on that, and the paper was sent to Baton Rouge. And each region, there are 8 regions in Louisiana, each region chose a winner strictly based on our written word on our paper. And then all of those regional winners got to go to Baton Rouge for an interview at the State Department building, the Claiborne building. They couldn't have been nicer. It was like a big cheerleading session. They wanted everybody to feel comfortable and be among friends. It was a wonderful process. And after reading our paper and interviewing us, the winners were chosen.
So I'll start with you, Amy, as Teacher of the Year. What did you write?
A lot of it is just reflection on your journey as a teacher. As she said, your philosophy of teaching, your educational background. They really wanted us to reflect on our teaching practices. In addition to the portfolio that we did for the state committee, we also had to do a 7-minute unedited video of our teaching. Then we reflected on, why do you do certain things? How did you come about your practices? Also, we look at overall educational trends and issues that are currently taking place. Obviously, Compass is a big thing. This is a teacher evaluation tool that's coming into effect really this year. Value added was really big. We're also changing our standards from grade level expectations to a Common Core state standard, which is more nationally based. So those are some of the things that we really talked about, gave our insight to. That was a big discussion there. As she said, we were selected as State Teachers of the Year. There's an Elementary Teacher of the Year, which is Missy here, a middle school teacher and a high school, and then there's an overall winner. And I was selected as the overall winner, which means that I get to go to national competition in Washington, D.C. this spring. So I'm really excited about that opportunity.
So, Missy, I'll ask you the same question. You said 14 pages. What did you write that stood out, do you think?
Reading is my passion, and that is what I teach. I'm very blessed to teach what I love. And I want children to want to turn the television off and read a book. And so that was a huge, literacy was my issue. And all of the things Amy just spoke of are super important, being evaluated in our new standards. But we have a real problem with literacy in Louisiana, and children that are not considered, and adults that are not considered avid readers or competent readers. And so I've got 3 or 4 books going all the time in my home, and my personal children see me read. And so they know how important it is, and I want my students to know that same importance and catch my passion for reading and, you know, really want to get into the pages of a book. And so I think that just was throughout my paper and throughout my interview process as well. And I think that made a huge difference.
Because reading and education are so inextricably linked. Mm-hmm. There's no way to do one without having the background in reading.
And if I can light a fire in a child to read, then they can be anything they want to be, anything at all.
What would you say would be something unusual or different about either one of you that might have been something that a committee said, you know, that's the one?
I'll tell you, as an elective teacher, I teach home living. It's what a lot of people know as home ec. I'm a proud third-generation home ec teacher. You know, a lot of people automatically assume that I'm teaching kids to cook and sew all year, and that is so not the case. I like to consider myself a modern family consumer scientist. I really focus on life skills, personality development, decision-making. We also do 2 big things at the end of our school year. I do a life after high school unit using some of the things that I learned here at ULM in my educational technology class. Students explore their options for life after high school, whether it's military, technical college, community college, 4-year college, and we really weigh the pros and cons and things that fit for a student and things that might be a stretch for a student. So it really brings concrete knowledge to them about the core things that they're going to apply later in their lives. We also do service learning, where each of my classes picks their own service project based on research they've done about what's happening in our community, our state, our country, and globally. So huge focus.
Could you hear from Amy how much she believes in what she does? And that's the same for me. And so both of the things that we're doing are lifelong. Mm-hmm. Something that's outside of that classroom, a life skill you need to be a better person, to succeed in this life. And we're very confident about it. We know what we love, and we know what we do, and we love what we do. And I think those committee members looked at both of us and thought, this means the world to them, and they want it to mean the world to their kids, and that's what's different about them. We have a confidence because we believe in it.
Our kids are just, you know, at Wachita Junior High, we have kids who have spent their whole lives struggling, and for them to realize, hey, no matter where I am, I can help somebody, mm-hmm. is just priceless.
That's eye-opening to them. Well, and you're talking about life after high school. Doing that at a middle school level,
right,
has got to be pretty unusual.
Well, it's huge because, especially with TOPS, which is the tuition waiver program for Louisiana, so many students without this don't realize that the grades that are counted for TOPS start their freshman year. So when I teach eighth graders about this, you know, just to see that light bulb go on for them to say, oh, I don't have to do good my senior year, which is what so many of them think before this, they realize I have to be focused next year. Actually, they're doing something new right now. They're starting to award Carnegie High School units in middle school. So now it can even start counting right away. So very critical for these students.
And Missy, as you said, being able to light that fire in a 10-year-old for reading can carry them through the rest of their lives.
It's a profound thing. I love it.
Missy Williams and Amy Weems, thank you so much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure.
Melissa Williams was recently named Louisiana Elementary School Teacher of the Year. She's a fourth grade teacher at Highland Elementary School in West Monroe. Amy Weems was named 2013 Louisiana Teacher of the Year. She teaches home living at Wachita Parish Junior High School and will compete in Washington for National Teacher of the Year next spring. Both teachers are alumni of the University of Louisiana at Monroe.